I'm going to read verses 19, 20, and 21 from the second chapter of Galatians. Paul said, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." What is surprising here, that it was through the law itself that Paul gained release from the law. This does not mean that the law was the actual means of release, because he makes it clear that release from the law came only through the death with Christ. What he means is that it was through the works of the law and the result and failure of the law that he realized the necessity of abandoning the law. This is what he is alluding to in verse 16 and describes in detail in Romans chapter 7. Here is the clinching argument. If he returned to the works of the law after realizing the necessity to abandon it, he would be making himself a transgressor. And the positive result is that I might live unto God. Having been discharged from the law through death, he was now free to live to God. The objection that Paul had to the law was that it not only failed to deliver from sin, but it is actually a hindrance to the total devotion that should characterize the Christian life. This new life under God, free from the hindrance of the law, was possibly only because Paul had been crucified with Christ. This is one of his most significant theological concepts. When a man enters into Christ, he enters into his death. He dies with Christ. This is more than a figure of speech. It means that by faith, a person makes Christ's death his own. The future result is that he does not face the eternal death for his sins. There's also a present benefit. The power of sin is broken in a man's life because he died to sin with Christ. Of great significance to the present context is the fact that death with Christ is the only way that these that are enslaved by the law can find freedom. It is important that the sinner's death with Christ not be confused with the crucifixion of one's essential selfhood, or what is often termed self-crucifixion. It is rather the old inner self, helplessly, hopelessly depraved by sin, that dies. Paul's terminology is strange to modern ways of thinking, yet it depicts a truth that is well known in human experience. However, the believer does not stay dead. "Nevertheless, I live," Paul says, "yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The counterpart of death with Christ is always resurrection to a new life in him. The person of faith walks in the newness of life, walks in the likeness of his resurrection, lives unto God, brings forth fruits unto God, serves him in newness of spirit. Death to sin is significant only because it makes the new life possible. Deliverance from sin is the opening of the door to a glorious new life in Christ. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.